Great Australian Outback Nursing Stories, written by Bill Swampy Marsh and read by Bill Swampy Marsh and Jackie Katona.
Brenda and I became good friends, and along the way we decided we'd like to try remote nursing. At that time, Brenda's brother-in-law was the flying doctor at a place called Radium Hill, a couple of hundred miles north of Adelaide. So we thought we'd apply for Radium Hill through the AIM, Australian Inland Mission. Fred McKay had taken over the running of the AIM after John Flynn had died, and so a meeting was organised with Fred and his wife, Margaret. Just before the meeting, I remember saying to Brenda, "I hope we don't have to go to Birdsville." And the first thing they said was, "We'd like you to go to Birdsville. There's a big drought going on out there. There's hardly any water left in the creek. There's dysentery and we desperately need people. You'll be on a 2-year tenure and we'll send out a couple of other nurses to replace you." Brenda and I said, "Well, I guess we'll go to Birdsville then." That was in 1961 and it took us 4 days to fly out there. We flew from Melbourne to Sydney, then from Sydney to Windora. From Windora we flew to Charleville and from there to Birdsville. When we were coming in, I remember the pilot flew us over the town and he said, "That's your new home down there." And we thought, my God, how are we going to last 2 years out here? It was as dry as chips and there were only 8 buildings in the place. As it turned out, there were something like 80 people living in Birdsville, and of that 80, only 8 were white. But, you know, those ended up being amongst the happiest days of my life. The hospital we worked in is still there today, though it's more of a museum now. It was across the road from the Brookies, Bill Brooks, at Adria Downs. We'd been told that we'd have to do everything, which we were okay with, apart from having to make our bread, that is, because we hadn't done too well at the bread-making lessons we'd had back in Victoria. Anyway, when we arrived, the best bit of news we received was that fresh bread came in on the fortnightly aeroplane. That was a great relief, though it did get a little stale after a week or so. Another thing we were concerned about was having to milk the goats, but luckily a young Indigenous girl was willing to help us out there. But we did everything else. We'd take it in turns. While one of us was the main nurse for a week, the other one would take care of all the cooking and the washing and so forth for ourselves, the patients, and any visitors we had.